This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion on Wednesday morning. Jim, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Hey, good morning. What we're seeing, a little bit of strength being led by the wheat market. Wheat continues to be the big driver, Mark, of the grain complex at the moment because of what's going on, not necessarily here in the United States, but what's going on the other side of the world, and that is Russia. Russia right now is dealing with a drought, so their crop is shrinking. On top of it, they did have a frost last week that did some damage. Now, getting information out of Russia is like getting information out of China. We're really not sure how much damage is done, but you're seeing the prices firm in that part of the world, which tells us there is some damage. But that's not the only portion of the country that's dry. You also got some problems, production issues, scares in the Ukraine as well due to dryness issues. So that's pulling the wheat up. That's kind of spinning over into the corn a little bit. But we're also just looking on what's going on in the United States. As we were talking before we jumped on the air, a lot of wet weather really hammering your neck of the woods there in Iowa, and we're trying to get this crop planted. And now we're talking to some clients that are worried about replants, washouts due to the extreme heavy weather events you've had there the last couple of days. So a little bit of additional maybe U.S. weather premium coming back into the market as well.
Have you had a lot of conversations with growers about that very same topic, the potential for maybe having to replant or already having to replant?
We are hearing it in certain locations, and I think we're probably going to hear more in the next day or two with this really heavy rain event that came through parts of Iowa into parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin here in the last 24 to 48 hours. I know just talking to some of our contacts, some of our other brokers around the state of Iowa, there definitely was a lot of devastation.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise. And no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
July corn up 1 3/4 at 4.59 3/4. July soybeans up 4 even at 12.40 1/4. July soybean meal up 90 cents at 3.73.20. July soybean oil up 41 cents at 46.22. On the Merck, June live cattle up 20 cents at 183.17. August feeder cattle up 53 cents at 260.35. June lean hogs down 27 cents at 96.12. June pork cutout unchanged at 103.50. And Class 3 milk down 58 cents at 19.90. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.